The Angola Prison Rodeo is this weekend. Convicts at the maximum security prison in Louisiana will be riding wild horses while inmate organizations sell down-home Southern food. And that's this month's Hidden Kitchen. The Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, and producer Roman Mars call their story Broncos and Boudin.
It's something to eat. Come on, drink. The wild is your sound. The Angola Prison Rodeo.
The rodeo here is different from anywhere in the world, believe that. They'll challenge those bulls like they're challenging a natural man.
This rodeo idea started about 1964. The employees and inmates backing up pickup trucks in a field, and they would go out there and play around on the horses. Now the arena seats over 10,000.
Snack at the sack, get hungry, come back.
I'm Kathy Fontenot, assistant warden at the Louisiana State Penitentiary, better known as Angola. We have about 43 inmate organizations that sell everything you'd expect to find in Louisiana, like cracklings and fried pickles and gumbo.
Delicious gumbo! On the bull, he can't run. We got him on the bus.
It really is a festive atmosphere. It's almost like you're walking through a midway.
Taste my barbecue sauce.
The only thing is you realize that these are murderers, robbers, and rapists.
The next to us is Pentecostal Fellowship. And my name is Reverend AJ. They sell crawfish etouffee, and they also sell chicken on a stick, which is a very big seller.
It's just a little desk that you would walk up to and place your order, and there's an inmate right there taking your order. Of course, the inmates can't handle any money, any currency, so there's a free person, an off-duty correctional officer, who's taking your money.
We're making chicken on a stick with mushroom and onions. They sell like hotcakes. My name is Franklin Green. I've been here going on 24 years. I was sentenced to life on drug charge. Since I come here, I've given my life to the law. We have a saying in Angola that you can be in Angola, but Angola don't have to be in you.
Angola is legend to have been a name that they got from an area where slaves had originally been sent from Angola, Africa. The prison was a tobacco and cotton plantation and then became a slave breeding ground. It's an agricultural prison. We still do cotton and we handpick corn, rolling green pastures. 18,000 acres, you could fit Manhattan inside of it.
I'm Burl Kane. I'm the warden here at Louisiana State Penitentiary. All the inmate clubs and organizations have the concession, boudin ball, shrimp on a stick, sausage po' boy, and those crawfish we raise in the pond. And we have frog legs we catch out of the pond. And so we don't buy any of this stuff. It's all Angola. It's all inmates.
This is the tornado potato. It's more fascinating to watch than it is to really eat. I'm Donald Harvey Valera. I've been down 22 years, and I have a life sentence. A guy had a baseball bat, I had a pistol. And, well, the pistol won. I was a former professional jockey. I'm a boxer now, an inmate. That's me, and what's left of me.
My name is Samuel Starks. The concession is snow cone and popcorn. Life is Association, men that are serving life sentences. Right now, life is in Louisiana, do not have a parole eligibility. I've been here 40 years. I'm here for rape.
Angola is a lifer's prison. It's a prison where people come to stay. It's sometimes referred to as the Alcatraz of the South because of its all-natural borders.
We're inside the rodeo arena. Rodeo is traditional to America as apple pie.
It's definitely the wildest show in the South. Up here, anything goes, so you just hang on for 8 seconds. Most guys never seen an animal before, and they ride.
You got a bull that comes out there, you get the token off his head and pick up $100. $100 is a lot of money in a place where you get 4 cents an hour.
You know, all rodeos, you're going to have injuries.
Yeah, now, don't worry about him. He's my boy, too.
I'm their daddy. They didn't have one, and I don't want to see him hurt. It's not gladiator.
My name is Israel Ducre. I had enough of it. Bulls broke my leg. I have a rod in my leg. My mom, she worried every time I ride. I gave it up for her, really. I promised her that, you know, once I won it, the 2003 rodeo, I would give it up.
My name is Ricky Westfall, and I'm from North Louisiana, and I've been here for 28 years. Around my house, if you didn't know how to cook, you was in trouble. And I can cook basically anything. My mama taught me how to do that, and I give her credit for it. I was the only person in my family out of six children that ever got arrested. I'm the only person in the Westfall family that's ever been arrested. I was going with a girl, and she and I had an argument, a fight, and I didn't kill her, but they arrested me for kidnapping. So that's why I'm here. I got a license.
All right. One potato, two potatoes, three potatoes.
My name is Clyde Dwayne Richard. I am known as the Angola's potato man. Taking a big old potato and chopping it down the middle and smothering it down with butter, crawfish, shrimp, then a boudin. You got things here that you can't find in society. I'm from North Louisiana. My plans is to open a potato shack. And I think I have my family is going to help. My mom and my wife.
At the time of the hurricane, I really felt like much of our culture in terms of our food and our music would be lost, as we had that first rodeo just 2 months after Katrina and Rita struck. The smells, the taste were still alive at Angola through this wild rodeo show. It's ironic that the inmates are preserving culture from prison. So much of our culture had not been lost because so much of our culture happens to be in a maximum security prison.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters. You can see pictures of the Angola Prison Rodeo on npr.org.